Hare Krishna. This morning we had Chaitanya Charitamrita class, and after addressing the deities, I'm sorry I've not been putting any pictures on the podcast, but when I left Budapest for Toronto, I left my camera there, and so I've not been able to take any pictures, although they were certainly worthwhile pictures of Radha Shyama Sundar to be taken and posted over the last few days. Anyway, Chaitanya Charitamrita class was on the sixth chapter of Madhya Lila, and there Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is speaking to Gopinath Acharya. There are quite a few verses where there's no purports until we did come to two verses of Sarvabhauma and Srila Prabhupada then commented on them. But here Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has already achieved the mercy of the Lord, and he's replying to Gopinath Acharya, his son-in-law, that the reason that I was blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was because I'm connected to a Vaishnava like you. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to hear that. And when I read that, I remembered what I'd put on podcast a few days back, which was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words to Gunaraj Khan and Satyaraj Khan and the residents of Kuli Nagaram, that Lord Chaitanya, in order to express his real appreciation for them and his love for them, said that even that dog in your village is worshipable by me. And that really highlights how important to be associated, to be connected with a Vaishnava is. As Bhagavatam states, Mahatvara Seva Mahur Vimukti, that the gate of liberation is service to great souls, to service to Mahat. In the same way, attaining Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is possible by service of Vaishnavas. This we sing every day. Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Yasya Prasada, Nagati Katopi. And that example of dogs in the village being worshipable, here's Satyaraj Khan and others who are pure Vaishnavas and their residents in this village, in which there are many other people, residents, and obviously there are also dogs. And so what type of connection does the dog have with the residents, and especially with the Khan brothers? If you've been to India, then you know it's quite a distant thing. Dogs aren't the type of pets that generally they keep at home. At least they certainly wasn't that way 500 years ago. But still, because that dog roamed the same streets where Satyaraj Khan would walk, and the dust of his feet would purify the rest of the dust in the street in which the dog roamed and lay. Therefore, that dogs were also associated with Satyaraj Khan, and just by that association, they were worshipable. So in this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was fortunate to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And the pastime continues that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath and then returned back to the Gambira, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then composed two verses. The first one begins Vairagya Vidyara Nija Bhakti Yoga Siksartam Ekam Purusha Purana, and he wrote these on a leaf after composing them, and he sent them, I think, with Jagannanda Pandit to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But on the way, Jagannanda Pandit showed them to some other devotees who wrote the same verses on the wall outside of Lord Chaitanya's house. So when Jagannanda gave the leaves to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as the Lord saw them, he ripped them up. He thought it was excessive glorification, and so tore up the leaves and threw them away. But the verses had already been written on the wall, and so devotees memorized them, and we know them today. Vairagya vidyara nija bhakti yoga shyasta etam purusha purana shri krishna chaitanya shri radari kipambudhi yasta maham prapadye. And now Srila Prabhupada was giving a purport. And in essence, his purport is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. But there's a difference. Lord Chaitanya doesn't come as the Supreme Lord. That's why he threw away that leaf. But he comes as his devotee. When Krishna came, he told everyone to surrender and to become his devotee. But still, people didn't understand what is the process of surrender and what is a devotee, how do you become a devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed how to surrender to Krishna and showed what it was to be a devotee by taking the role of a Vaishnava. And so Prabhupada concludes that just as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and other great acharyas, if we want to know Krishna, we need to surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is a theme that Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas repeat very often, is that we need to go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Krishna means that as Vaishnavas, our business is to surrender to Lord Chaitanya, know his instructions as they're given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, his teachings, chant Hare Krishna in the mood that he's given to us, serve his mission, associate with his devotees, worship the same form of the Lord that Lord Chaitanya worshipped, make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu our Ishtadev. By so doing, one will naturally attain the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna Nahiranya, is known different than Radha and Krishna. And therefore, when Lord Chaitanya is pleased with our worship, surrender, and service to the mission, then he will reveal gradually and then very conclusively all the secrets of pure devotional service to Lord Krishna, ultimately gave us entrance into Goloka Vrindavan. But everything is possible by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And without the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then yasya prasada nagati kutopi, you cannot get anywhere. Therefore, we see that there are so many people, for instance, in India who know about Krishna, and yet very few of them are really pure devotees of the Lord. Why? Because they don't know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They don't worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Kaviraj Goswami says that, Prabodhananda Saraswati says that, that if someone tries to worship Krishna and neglects Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he's condemned and he'll be unsuccessful, because that is a very difficult path. If, as Srila Prabhupada says, when Krishna was here, he told people in a previous age, an age prior to ours, that surrender to me, and they didn't understand him then. Now in Kali Yuga, when we're so much more unqualified, then how will we understand that direct process of surrender and service to Krishna? No, we have to go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what's otherwise very, very difficult becomes very easy. Katanchana smite yasmin sukaram dukkavam bhavet. Very difficult things become very easy when one surrenders to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, therefore, our central altar in our world headquarters, Sridhar Mayapur, is Panchatattva. And, of course, in the center of Panchatattva is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a proclamation to the world. Here is the Ishtadev for all those who are serious in understanding the absolute truth and attaining the highest perfection. That highest perfection is there in Radha Madhava and Astasakis in Goloka Vrindavan. That's the topmost perfection. But how can it be achieved? Mahajana Dina Gata Sapanta. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada wanted all of our acharyas going back to Lord Brahma. We need to serve and follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the way all of these acharyas did. And although in the line of acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is not there, but still he's one of those great saintly personalities who attained the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that way he became a great devotee. And how did that happen? Because he was associated with a Vaishnava. Hare Krishna.